Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn. Here's our producer and our engineer, Stephen Sheldon.
Hello, sir.
So you're good, right?
I am good. I am well.
I'm excited about this weather changing finally.
Finally, done with the dampness.
Yeah, and you know what's nice, though? Like, it's planting time. So I'm very excited about planting the garden and everything, you know?
You're out. You got the tomatoes going.
Just tomatoes? That's it.
You have the little trays inside in the window?
Yeah, they're growing. Did that at work. I did that at work. I grow the seeds at work, and then the tomatoes get planted,
good,
you know,
to be
at home.
The king.
But I do tomatoes and basil, because I'm only interested in sauce.
Right.
Jersey Red Devils this year, Sheldon. That's
okay.
What I'm recommending to people.
Yeah,
Jersey
no eating
Red
tomatoes,
Devils.
Just juicing tomatoes. Sauce tomatoes.
I eat them with macaroni. I love it. You know, sometimes it's great. Like, when the weather changes, get outside, spend a little time outside. All of a sudden, like, life kind of changes a little bit. I love the sunrise. I love sitting outside with a cup of coffee, waking up in the morning,
right,
you know?
And seeing the sun come up.
Yeah,
it's quiet.
I'm like
it's
a coffee
peaceful.
Commercial, you know? The best part of waking up. It's an amazing thing. Like, I just like that experience of the outside when the weather is tolerable and you're kind of like, the winter's over.
Finally over.
Yeah, you get this sense of new life, you know,
right.
It's a beautiful
sprouting.
Thing. I think our spiritual lives have to kind of touch, you know, the temperature in a way, and they touch everything else. Like, people are depressed when it rains too long, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
like we had, you know, a couple of weeks ago.
Exactly. There's something important about recognizing that, yeah, you know what, I get beyond that. So we're going to look at prayer today, the power of prayer, how in our lives, our whole life is a prayer, but there's some formal moments of that that's important, but also the informal moments. It's sitting outside with a cup of coffee, enjoying a beautiful morning. It's all kind of prayer, offering our life about prayer, which is an important thing for us to be able to do in our lives, to say, yeah, this is going to be prayer, and I'm going to kind of offer it all. It's an important thing to do. Here's the Black Crowes. This is called She Talks to Angels.
Never mentions the word addiction in certain companies. Yes, she'll tell you she's an orphan after you meet her family. Her eyes as black as night now, pulls those shades down tight. Yeah, she gives a smile when the pain comes. The pain gonna make everything alright. Of hair in her pocket, she wears a cross around her neck. Yes, the hair is from a little boy, and the cross. Yeah.
black as night now. She pulls those shades down tight. Oh yeah, there's a smile when the pain comes. The pain's gonna make everything alright. Alright, yeah, yeah. She talks to angels. There's a call around by her name. Oh yeah, angel. Call her out by her name. Oh, 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 angel. Call her out by her name. Oh, oh, she talks to angel. Call her out. Yeah, yeah. Call her out. Don't you know about me? Call her out by name.
That reminds me of all of our intercessory prayer. You know, the people who we remember in our prayers all the time and kind of feeling the closeness of them. You know, there's something beautiful about that, particularly when we lose somebody we love, right? There's a certain closeness that we kind of feel to them in prayer. I know, you know, from the loss of my own mom this year, you know, you have that sense of her living within your heart and kind of praying for you and that sort of presence. There's lots of moments, you know, every day, actually, when I think about her, I say, wow, you know, this is, it's beautiful in some ways, you know, this closeness that you kind of have in prayer to the people who've gone before us. And we pray for guidance, don't we, from God all the time? I know I'm praying all the time, making good decisions, which, you know, I'm about a batting 50% on that. But, you know, you want to hope that you say, yeah, Lord, help me to make a good decision here. Help me to serve you well. Help me to use my gifts well today. You know, don't let me get caught up in dumb stuff. And there's something important about that in our lives, like the focus prayers, because I think we need that in order to be able to pray well. If we're out of focus, you know, there's something about that. I remember one time, you know, I was actually praying and I had the TV on in the background. I was kind of listening to the news story while I'm praying. I said, wait a minute. We've got to focus here. This is not good. You know, you can't do a million things at once. Like, we have to stop our technological world for a second, take a break, and then kind of focus, you know, on our prayer. So yeah, talking to angels, talking to the people who've gone before us, the people who've helped us, and asking God for guidance. Wow, all that stuff's important. It's a great place to start when we talk about prayer. Here's the Police. This is called Invisible Sun. Thank you. Interesting factoid about Sting. There was a time in his life when he was actually in the seminary. How do you like that? Interesting song, too, because there's a certain faith component, obviously, to prayer. I mean, you don't need me to tell you that. But there's this kind of faith in that which we cannot see also, right? There are certain moments where we're kind of encountering God in a sunrise or a sunset or in the love of a child or a baptism or whatever we're doing, you know. But there's a lot more, actually, that's just recognizing that there's a presence that we cannot see or feel. I can't give you a bag, you know, of love or a bag of God's presence. But you know when it's there. You know when it's around you. It's kind of like electricity, right? When you get in its way, you feel it right away. Well, there's something beautiful about that. And I think that's part of the invisibility that is part of prayer. You know, it's that faith component. And again, it can't teach faith. So sometimes people say, well, I have no faith in my life. I have no faith. I always kind of feel sad for them because I say, well, that's a gift from God. It's a gift you don't have then, maybe. Or maybe it's a gift you've never recognized. My own personal feeling is that everybody's God. It's just about enacting it. You know, even the most professed atheist, I think, on some level, has a certain faith, because if you think about love, if anybody's ever experienced love, you know, love is sort of beyond being, right? It's sort of beyond a physical thing. It's this spiritual thing that automatically connects you to God somehow. So there's something powerful about that. And maybe we who have faith, it's a good day to thank God for that gift of faith in the invisible, because that's kind of what helps us to live visible lives that make a difference too. Here's Jewel, Who Will Save Your Soul.
You love him if you put him in your will, but who will save your souls when it comes to the flowers now? Oh, I'll save your souls after those lies that you told, boy. And who will save your souls if you won't save? Bustle and try to cuss him. The cops want someone to bust down on Orleans Avenue. Another day, another dollar, another wall, another tower went up where the homeless had their homes. So we prayed was many different gods as there are flowers, but we call religion our friend. We're so worried about saving our souls, afraid that God will take his toll, that we forget to begin. Thank you.
an ultimate, sometimes harsh reality is that we will stand before God alone, right? And I know all of the good that we do in this world comes with us, and all of the people we've touched kind of come with us in some level or another, but ultimately it's our life. Who will save your soul if you don't save your own? In a sense, that's an opportunity. It's kind of a wake-up call saying, yeah, we have to make a difference now. We have to recognize that God calls us at this very moment to kind of shine and make a big difference. So what are you doing? You know, how are you saving your soul? How are you giving it away? How are you giving back to other people? So many times our lives get so busy, we forget about that. We forget about the passing it on. We forget about the giving back. And giving back is an important part of life. You know, it's, I think for me, it's the source of great joy in my life is giving back. I love making, you know, other people feel good and feel happy and feel secure when they're up against it, when things don't go so well. So there's something powerful about that, saving our own soul by helping other people. I mean, I think that's ultimately how we do it. It's about our generosity. It's about our spirit that helps our souls to be saved. It's about what we've done. Because ultimately, yeah, there is that harsh reality of standing before God alone. And you say, you know, what have you done? What did you do for me? You know? And it's about recognizing that, yeah, we made a difference. We helped out. We did certain things. And those things kind of outweigh the stuff that we haven't done that was so good. And that's the great gift of spirituality. That's the great gift of prayer that helps us to turn it around in our own lives. Here's Collective Soul. This is called Shine.
Look.
How do you really shine? How do people shine in this world? Well, you know, ultimately, if you think of your life, like, you know, as a whole, kind of go above it for a little bit and look down. You know, it's not about the trophies we won when we were in high school. It's not about the achievements, maybe. It's not about how much money we made. Really, it's about the joy that comes from our lives. It's recognizing that. I read an interview recently of a wealthy musician. I'll leave him nameless for now. But he was talking about, like, having owned a three-floor apartment on Central Park West, all of these different things. And now what he's come to recognize that all of that stuff doesn't mean a hill of beans. But what matters, he said, is communing with God, recognizing the power of God in his life, and simple, joyful living. And he said, helping other people out. And he goes, I kind of got rid of all of that stuff. I tried it, and it didn't bring me happiness. You know, and you might be saying right now, yeah, well, I'd like to give it a try, you know, and see. But I think how we really shine is by finding what deep happiness is about. That comes through prayer. Like, we got to spend a little time in prayer in order to find that. It's about recognizing, you know, what God calls us to. And it takes time to get there, right? Because sometimes we get caught up in what really makes us shine are the things of our lives. But ultimately, what's going to make us shine is how we spend that time and recognize, you know, where God is in our lives. It takes a lot of prayer to get there, I guess, and we got to get busy on that. Here's you too. This is called Gloria.
I'm not afraid to die.
I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about prayer today. Well, you know, interesting thing. U2, if you know, is a Christian band at its roots. And The Edge, this couple of weeks back, actually sang in the Sistine Chapel for a big meeting. And the Holy Father was, he wasn't actually in the room at the time, but I think he approved this and wanted him to be a part of this. And he came with a guitar and he said, usually I have another guy who sings with me. That would be Bono, but he wasn't there. And he sang like Walk On. He sang If It Be Your Will by Leonard Cohen, which is a beautiful kind of spiritual song. A lot of religious stuff in their music. I think that's an important reality, a good check for us. Like, prayer can sometimes be our work, and we can drag prayer in there pretty easily. Like, I know sometimes you say, well, no, I'm a teacher in a public school. I can't bring, you know, God into it. No, but you can bring it in your heart. And if you bring God with you in your heart, you're going to treat other people with dignity and respect. You're going to be the best you can possibly be. And I think that's part of it all. Like, I think for musicians to be able to play music that has a great and deep meaning, I mean, that's what we've been doing on this radio show for 27 years now, right, is helping to bring it to you, and you can see the spirituality in it. It's pretty obvious to us, right? And I think that's part of what we're all called to do in our lives, no matter what it is, not just music, but any part of our life. We can bring, you know, you can make pizza in a religious way if you know that you got a gift from God, and you say, I'm using this gift, you know, and being kind to people. All of that stuff is utilizing that gift well. So yeah, prayer can fit into what we do if we really allow God to break in. Here's Aerosmith. This is called Holdin' My Soul.
Street with a one-night stand, with a one-track mind out of no man's land. The punishment sometimes don't seem to fit the crime. Yeah, there's a hole in my soul, but one thing I learned, for every love letter written, there's another one burned. So you tell me how it's gonna be this time. Is it all?
There's Aerosmith, Hole in My Soul. Well, that's the truth of our lives, right? There's a certain unfulfilled kind of component to our life. How do we find fulfilling that? Well, I think we fulfill it with a relationship with God. I think that's what gives us the rest of meaning in life. You know, we might have a good family. We might have a good job. We might be happy, but there's still something a little bit missing. And sometimes that's the faith component, you know, of our life. If you recognize that, it kind of brings it all together. It's like going to the gym and also doing all the other things. You kind of feel healthy. And if you want to feel spiritually healthy, healthy on the inside, the soul kind of health, you know, I think it's about enacting that gift of spirituality. That's an important part of our life. And it's not always easy, but I think that's part of it. You know, sometimes people say to me, well, I pray and nothing really happens, Monsignor. You know, I'm just listening and nothing's going on. And a lot of prayer is time in the desert, right? It's just time sort of in the wilderness. Now and then there's those oasis moments where things kind of are lush and beautiful, but there's a lot of desert time. It's about being steadfast in the desert and knowing that those other moments are going to come. The oasis moments are going to come because those moments are the moments of feeling really fulfilled and recognizing how beautiful it is to have this great relationship with God that we have, you know? Here's the Beatles. This is called Gotta Get You Into My Life.
I was alone. I took a ride. I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, then I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you? Every single day of my life. You didn't run, you didn't lie. You knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear me say we'll be together every day. Got to get you into my life. What can I do, what can I be? When I'm with you I wanna stay there. If I'm true I'll never leave, and if I do I know the way there. And I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you? Every single day of my life. Got to get you into my life.
Maybe this is a time when you're really looking to get God back into your life. Maybe it's been a time when you've been, you know, away from faith a little bit, away from the life of the church, and maybe I'm being used by God right now to ring the bell and get you back. You know, I don't know. We never know how God's going to use us in our lives, but we do know that, again, living with faith versus living without an act of faith, you know what? It's going to be a lot more vibrant. I always compare it now to HD, you know? You can watch TV and just see a television set and watch it, but when you watch something in HD, when you go to the movie theater and it's perfect, you know, perfect sound and perfect vision, you know, you say, wow, this is incredible. Like, it's just, you can reach out and touch it. Well, I think that's what happens in our lives with faith. You can kind of reach out and touch in a way that it becomes a whole different ball game. So, yeah, that's what we're called to recognize in our lives, that God wants us in his life and is kind of waiting for us. So if you're waiting, you know, you say, well, maybe next week. Well, maybe this is it. Today's the day. You know, it's a beautiful day. Get out there, go to church, say a prayer, go get some bagels for the family and make it a good day. You know, sometimes that's a choice. And that choice that we can make very easily in our lives is going to kind of not only change us, but ultimately changes the world, because happy people make a big impact in this world, and that helps to change things a lot. Hey, these two are back on tour. I'm glad about that. The Wilson Sisters. This is Hard. It's called Who Will You Run To?
Your
You run to, you know, that a lot of times people answer that question sort of feeling bad, sort of feeling a little guilty, saying, well, I don't really pray much unless I need something, and then I pray a lot. Well, that's okay, I think. I think you're still thinking about praying, and I think that's a good thing. My thought is that, you know, if we can insert prayer of thankfulness, prayer of gratitude into our lives, that's a beautiful thing. You know, we have a thing called the Psalms. I know you've seen those. They're in the middle of the Bible, you know. Those are kind of the lyrics to songs, ancient songs, and we don't really know how the music goes anymore, but the lyrics are beautiful because they're songs or psalms of lament and sadness. There's psalms of anger. There's psalms of praise. There's psalms of all kinds of things. And it kind of reminds me of prayer. You know, that in our lives, it's not just running to God when we need something, but it's also running to God when we're grateful, running to God when we're sad, or all those different moments. Like, I think it's okay to have God as that source in our lives, you know? It's about having that resource that we need when things don't go the way we want them to go. Or maybe when they go so awesome, we're just like, oh, my Lord, I don't believe it. So there's something great about that relationship and that relationship is very close. I think sometimes we think about that, like, well, I haven't been to church in a long time. You know what? The relationship with God is not only about the relationship with church. As Catholics, yeah, we go to church every week. That's part of what we do. But ultimately in our lives, you know, there's a relationship with God that's outside of the church too. So we have to be able to kind of keep both of those in tune so that we recognize that, yeah, there's no guilt here. It's about enjoying that great gift of love in our lives. Here's Tom Petty. This is called Change of Heart. Well, the change of heart is an important part of our lives. It's called conversion, right? And we have all kinds of stories of people whose lives of conversion kind of inspire us. And there's something very important about that. One of the great ones, of course, I've spoken about before is Saul changing to St. Paul and used to persecute Christians and now, you know, becomes an apostle. So in the Bible, we have this great example of this radical conversion. In all of our lives, it's probably a lot less radical than that. But ultimately, there's a great gift in the power of conversion in our lives. So maybe this is your moment. Maybe things are turning around and there's something great about that. So we have to recognize the power of conversion in our lives and ask God every day to help us to grow a little bit closer to that, a little bit more, intensely involved in our faith. And as that happens, we begin to let go of old things. We hang on to new things. And it's amazing what happens to us, how our lives begin to change for good in a beautiful way. So that's something to be open to, without a doubt. Okay, get out the hairspray, boof up the hair. This is Poison. It's called Something to Believe In.
Well, I see him on the TV preaching about the promised lands. He tells me believing Jesus steals the money from my hands. Some say he was a good man. Lord, I think he sinned. Yeah, yeah. 22 years of mental tears, cries of suicidal Vietnam bear. Fought a losing war on a foreign shore to find his country and to want him back. The bullets took his best friends in Saigon. Our Lord has took his wife, his kids, no regrets. In a time I don't remember, in a war he can't forget. He cried, forgive me for what I'd done there, 'cause I never meant the things I did. And give me something to believe in, that there's a Lord above. And give me something to believe in, oh Lord, arise. My best friend died a lonely man in some Palm Springs a hotel room. I got the call last Christmas Eve and they told me the news. I tried all night not to break down and cry as tears rolled down my face. I felt so cold and empty, like a lost soul out of place. And the mirror, mirror on the wall, see my smiling face again. I give me something to believe in.
I give me something.
There's a Lord above. I give me something to believe in.
I give me something. Dark street, like bodies in an old bone grill. Underneath the broken old neon sign, used to read Jesus Sings.
A mile away live the rich folk, and I see how they're living it up. Oh, while the poor they eat from hell to mouth, rich drink it from the golden cup. And it just makes me wonder why so many. Something to believe in, yeah.
at the heart of all of our prayer, at the heart of all of our faith, is really that great gift, something to believe in, to recognize in the midst of this, you know, kind of stressful world, in the midst of this world that can be very, very confusing, God is there calling us again and again to holiness, calling us to recognize his love and guidance in our lives. It's about us being able to recognize that. So, yeah, that's the challenge. That's the challenge of faith, to recognize the power of God in our lives. So all of us are at a different space in this, and, you know, you might have a lot of faith right now. Your spouse might not, and your kids might be asking questions, and you don't have the answers right now. Well, that's all part of the process of life. It's that coming together that sometimes calls us at different moments of our lives to find faith, you know? So it's not going to be homogenous. It's not going to be a big world where everybody's exactly at the same state of faith at the same time. No, but we're all searching. So that gift of searching in itself becomes a great gift. It's something we're called to be grateful to God for and continue every day of our lives. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlorn, and it's engineered and produced by Mr. Spirituality, Stephen Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.